Thank you, Dave. We've been in an Iraq rant all this week. We talked about the troop surge yesterday and how well or not it's working. And today we are proud to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Chris Hughes, the commander or former commander of the 2nd Battalion, 327th Infantry Regiment in Iraq, also called the No Slack Unit, I believe. Chris, are you with us this morning?
Yes, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. Your backstory, and this is going to be real brief. This was in Najaf in about 2003. You and the battalion, I believe, had advanced on a grand mosque, and there was a crowd of people, a large crowd. You decided to do something a little bit different. Explain what you did.
Well, Jim, the intent that day was to meet with Ayatollah Sistani, who is the senior cleric for all of the Shia in the world. And when we ran into the crowd, I asked my soldiers to take a knee and point their weapons to the ground, and then eventually ask them to smile in order to defuse the situation.
And it was, wasn't it?
It did. It worked long enough for us to assess that there were a lot of bad people in the crowd that didn't want us to meet with the Ayatollah, and allowed us to gracefully move away from the situation without causing any harm.
And after that, though, the Ayatollah welcomed you. Isn't that correct?
It is. That next morning, just about every single telephone pole in the area had signs up. It was called a fatwa, or a religious proclamation, and he authorized the Shia to stop fighting us.
It's amazing what a little common sense will do. Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And being able to speak a common language and understand someone's culture.
You are. Tell me what a little bit. Now, you've got a book coming out. Let's get to the book. What's the title of the book, and what's it about?
It's called War on Two Fronts, an infantry commander's perspective on the war in Iraq and beyond. It's really a three-part book. The first part is about my experiences as a battalion commander in the 101st and leading the No Slack Battalion across the border and all the way north to Mosul and our experiences. The second part of the book, I was pulled out of Iraq and became a senior advisor to the senior military leadership in the Pentagon and the civilian leadership as well. And it talks about those experiences and the bureaucracy of the Pentagon. And then the last part of the book, I write about my own personal observations about the Middle East, the greater war on terrorism. And for me, most importantly, is a proposed Iraq exit strategy that I wrote in 2003, published in 2004, and have continued to try to push since being in D.C.
What is that exit strategy, Chris? Because everybody wants to get out of there. I mean, everybody wants to get out of there, but for different reasons.
Well, the common problem is this, and it's very ironic that the American people say, we'll leave Iraq when you stop shooting at us, and the Iraqis say, we're going to shoot at you until you leave. And the bottom line is, for the Iraqis, and if you understand a little bit about greater Mesopotamia, you'll see that these people have to have things laid out for them in excruciating detail. And so one of the proposals I have is to do a quid pro quo, or a tit for tat, if you would, to say, here's the, for example, 18 things it will take for us to leave, and go through them arduously with the Iraqi people every day and say, here's how far we've gotten on these 18 things. And as you reach one of those milestones, they physically see our forces leave by the brigade or by the division, depending upon how that strategy unfolds. And so it's really quite simple with them. I mean, they grew up in a dictatorship. They have been under a Soviet-style socialism for a long time. They're very used to being walked down a path of what's next. And so they're confused. They don't understand what the end looks like, and I'm not sure we do either.
Yeah, that's the problem. Now, you're currently the division chief for the Army's House Liaison Division on Capitol Hill. You're going to take Nancy Boyd, our congresswoman, overseas. Briefly, tell us about that.
Well, Congresswoman Boyd is going to join a larger congressional delegation to go to the Middle East and some other countries to do what congresspersons do. She's going to go over there and talk to the leaders, the military leaders on the ground, the civilian leaders of two or three different nations, and find out what they need and talk to our troops and see how they're doing. And I think the most important part is she's going to spend the holidays with troops on the ground. I think that speaks volumes for the kind of person she is.
All right. Thank you. Lieutenant Colonel Chris Hughes, we appreciate you being on this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Take care. 7:45 on Newsday AM.